From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. Governor Jerry Brown has signed a package of 15 bills intended to drive down California's high housing costs, but not without throwing a little shade at the people who worked to get the measure to his desk. Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler reports on Friday's signing ceremony.
One after another, state and local elected officials decried California's exorbitant housing costs and the 50 years of policies that led to this point. Then came Governor Brown's turn to speak.
Look, all these rules were passed by people like you.
Brown pointed to state laws and city ordinances that set building requirements from energy efficiency to insulation.
It's all good, but as I always say, too many goods create a bad. So now you're trying to clean up some of the bad, but it is a lot of good, too. So that's the paradox.
The new laws raise money for affordable housing subsidies and streamline regulations that have driven up private sector development costs. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
Government watchers say Proposition 54 created more accountability this year at the state capitol, but should have been applied to bills even earlier in the legislative process. The measure was passed by voters last fall and requires bills be put in print for 3 days before a final vote. Mindy Romero, director of the Civic Engagement Project at UC Davis, says Prop 54 should have applied to bills as they pass through the individual houses of the legislature, not just on final votes before they head to the governor's desk.
I think it's pretty clear, at least for advocates, good government folks, and those that supported 54, that the spirit, if not the letter, was that this should be happening in the House of Origin. And we're not having the accountability that there was hoped to be that would come from this proposition if it's not interpreted in that way.
Some lawmakers expressed concern about the measure, saying it prevented them from being as nimble as they needed to be on last-minute negotiations. Find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.